Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the sports machine. Welcome to week two of the National Football League. I have to say, folks, this has to be a much better week for Mean Gene than it was in week one. Although I will give a big shout out to my little brother, Mr. Picks, Jeff Lambert Sr., for having a fantastic week. I think he won 11, 12, maybe even 13 games, and that was against the spread, which is very difficult to do in a week one with no OTAs, no preseason, and none of that stuff. Just basically going against his formula that he uses, which is remarkable how he does that. So I didn't get his pick for this week, but I think he did cover the Thursday night game with the Browns and the Bengals. So interesting. He is still on a roll. But I am going to do way better. I think I lost like eight games. Over half my games I lost last week. I guarantee you I am going to do much better. I have done more homework than I did last week. And I just know for a fact this is going to be a great week. Also, I will be doing a separate NBA show. I am well aware of what's happening with the NBA playoffs. I know the Miami Heat is doing a fabulous job. They're up 2-0 in that series over in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I am well aware that the Lakers, a commanding 1-0 lead over the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. So stay tuned for that show. Also want to share some great news with you. You can listen to the Mean Gene Show on Amazon Music. All you have to do is just say, Alexa, play the Mean Gene Show, and she's going to do it. I mean, it'll come up less than like 2 or 3 seconds, so very excited about that. So let's go ahead and jump into week two of the National Football League. It got underway Thursday night with the Browns beating the Bengals 35-30. And although the Bengals lost, I still like what I see out of Joe Burrows. I mean, it was just one of those, you know, I don't know. I think that this kid is going to have an exciting NFL career. And I mean, they really are. And not to take anything away from the Cleveland Browns, who rebounded pretty good, especially after getting thrashed by the Baltimore Ravens 38-6. But to come back and put 35 points on the board, the Cincinnati Bengals defense certainly has some work ahead of them to do, but Joe Burrows is looking pretty good for a rookie. I mean, he is going to get it together, and when he get it together, folks, watch out. But anyway, the Bengals are now 0-2. Not to hit the panic button there, but you know, they will get it together. But the Browns not going to take that win away from them. They got it done, and just a back and forth game. Really shocked that it was 65 points put up with both of those teams. But, you know, when you look at the defense there and see how that took place, you kind of understand it. So let's go ahead and jump right on into the action, folks. We are not going to mess around with Sunday's first game on the bill is the New York Giants at the Chicago Bears. I tell you what, you know, I think the Bears are going to go 2-0. I mean, I saw what the Giants did against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The offense looked pretty good. I mean, you know what? Joe Judge will get his win eventually. Rookie coaches are going to get their win, and that first win is always exciting. I just don't think it's going to happen this particular week. The Bears are at home, even though the crowd factor doesn't really matter into this anymore. But I can guarantee you that I like what I see with the Bears. I think, you know, hey, Nagy may have known what he was doing with Mitchell Trubisky. He passed for 242 yards and 3 touchdowns. No interceptions last week against the Detroit. And this, we're talking about a Detroit Lions team that really should have won that game. You know, the dude don't drop that pass in the end zone. And, you know, the Bears are 0-1. But instead, that's what happens in the NFL. The Chicago Bears are 1-0. I have them winning this game, going 2-0 in this very early season. The next game we have this is going to be a good one. Both teams coming off losses in week one of their openers. The Atlanta Falcons 0-1 at the Dallas Cowboys 0-1. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons first of all. I basically picked them to win a lot of games. I mean, and I have, you know, last year they burnt me so many freaking times. I am not going to let that happen. As much as I want them to win this game against the Dallas Cowboys come tomorrow, I am going to go with the Dallas Cowboys to win. I mean, you know, Dallas has to get a little bit better. They lose 20-17 against the Rams. Mike McCarthy looking for his first win as the new Dallas Cowboys head coach. Dak Prescott, not too bad last week. You know, 25 of 39 for 266 yards, a touchdown with a 92.5 rating. Ezekiel Elliott just 4 yards shy of getting over the 100 mark. So we're going to see what's going to happen here with this game. But, you know, don't be surprised if the Atlanta Falcons, who typically play the Dallas Cowboys pretty well, you know, I mean, it's as a matter of fact, if you're looking for streaks, if you like the streaks and everything, the Atlanta Falcons have won 3 of the past 4. So, I mean, I don't, you know, maybe that doesn't. And the last time they played at Cowboys Stadium, the Falcons won 39-28. So that's just a little something to throw out there. But, you know, I don't know how many games the Falcons could have where Matt Ryan passes for over 450 yards and they lose. So we'll see. But I got the Cowboys winning this game in Dallas. The next game we have is the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers. Okay, they're at Lambeau, right? So Lions should be 1-0. All right, and the Packers will be 2-0, okay? I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers, this man, 32 for 44, 364 yards, 4 touchdown passes in his opening season against the Minnesota Vikings. You know, and that's a division rival. They put up 43 points on the Vikings. You know, so he completed 32 of his 44 passes. Not bad for a quarterback rating of 127.5. So you're gonna hear a lot of about these quarterback ratings, because you know, when you get up in the hundreds, usually that kind of constitute a win. Now Matthew Stafford, on the other hand, not really, you know, he only completed half of his passes, but, you know, he got some help from Adrian Peterson and Danny Amendola. Like I said, they really should have won that game. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for the drop pass by the rookie there, who knows what we would be talking about there. You know, this would be a great divisional matchup. It is a great divisional matchup. But the Packers at home, I am going with Green Bay to go 2-0 on the season. The next game, the Minnesota Vikings at the Indianapolis Colts. Both of these teams lose their season opener. The Vikings lose to the Packers, I just mentioned, 43-34. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, I guess you could say it was an upset to some degree, defeated the Indianapolis Colts 27-20. Frank Wright and Phillip Rivers looking for their first win of the season. I am going with the Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to rebound. I think Mike Zimmer is going to get it together. I think Kirk Cousins, that team, Dalvin Cook got his money. Adam Thielen. It's not that the Vikings can't score. It's just, you know, the defense certainly has to improve. And I'm looking for the defense to bounce back. I'm looking for Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr and those guys to just really bounce back and certainly hold the Colts down. Phillip Rivers, I don't know. Phillip Rivers is just one of those guys that, you know, he threw 2 picks last week, and that's what you're going to get with Phillip Rivers. I don't care what team he's playing with, but I think you're going to see a Vikings win on the road tomorrow. Next game, I have the Buffalo Bills 1-0 at the Miami Dolphins. So the Dolphins, I tell you what, you know, they are going to struggle. Sometimes you're going to get a good Ryan Fitzpatrick. Sometimes you're going to get a bad one. And last week, it was certainly a bad one. 3 interceptions last week by Ryan Fitzpatrick, even though I know they're going to stick with him. You're not going to see Tua out there anytime soon. They're going to stick with this guy. But nevertheless, the Buffalo Bills really look impressive in their season opener against the New York Jets. Josh Allen had a career high passing, 312 yards, 2 touchdowns, 104 passer rating. So, you know, and not to mention he rushed for 57 yards and a touchdown last week. So this is really interesting. The Buffalo Bills will, and this is an AFC East matchup here. So I got the Buffalo Bills going 2-0 in this particular game. The next one, not to mention Stephon Diggs, not bad for his debut. No touchdowns, but he caught 8 passes for 86 yards. Look for him to get better as he become more familiar with the Buffalo scheme and what they're trying to do. The next game we have is the San Francisco 49ers at the New York Jets. So, you know, Adam Gase is just one of those coaches that doesn't get a lot of respect in the NFL, and some of that is rightfully so. He apologizes for, you know, putting Le'Veon Bell out there, knowing that he was hurt. I don't know too many coaches that will make that admission, but I mean, it's just really, it really looks bad on him. Sam Darnold last week, not too good, only completed 60% of his passes, had 215 yards, a touchdown, and he had a pick. Jimmy Garoppolo last week, I tell you what, not really bad. They lost to the Cardinals, which I think was an upset. I mean, you're in the Super Bowl, you come back your first game, you lose to your division foe, the Arizona Cardinals. Look for Kyle Shanahan and Garoppolo and the 49ers to try something a little bit different. Maybe they give it to Mostert on the ground a little bit more. Maybe they hit their receivers. Maybe they try to get those guys a little bit more involved. But I got the 49ers winning this game. I just don't think this team is too good to start the season 0-2. So I'm going with San Fran in this game. The next game we have is the Los Angeles Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles really shocked me last week, probably shocked the Eagles fans as well. Lose to the Washington football team. Don't know how that happened. They lose 27-17. Carson Wentz was sacked, eight times by that Washington defense. So I don't know. That front line is going to have to do a hell of a job of protecting. Now, they're going to be at home this week, not saying that that's going to make that much of a difference, but the Rams also, they got away with a win. Jared Goff didn't look great. He only completed 64% of his passes last week, 31 attempts, but they got the win. They beat the Cowboys 20-17. You know what? I think the Philadelphia Eagles win this game. I think they bounce back. I think the Rams still need a little bit of help. The rushing game, even though overall Malcolm Brown had 110 scrimmage yards, he only rushed for 79. And so I don't know. I see some things with the Rams, but I also think that the Eagles get this win at home, their first win of the season. The next game, the Denver Broncos 0-1 at the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, the Broncos lose on Monday night. Close. I mean, it was 16-14 loss to the Tennessee Titans. I mean, Drew Lock didn't look too bad. You know, he didn't throw any picks. Had a 95% rating. Completed 66% of his passes. Melvin Gordon, not too bad. He was held under 100 yards by the Titans defense, rushed for 78 yards and a touchdown. It's bad. The Pittsburgh Steelers got off to a very slow start with the Giants. They win their season opener on the road against the Giants, 26-16. Big Ben, you know, not a stellar night for Big Ben. No picks, only 65% of his passes completed, 21 of 32 for 229 yards. Three touchdowns, though. Got it done. The Steelers are going, their defense is pretty much going to just, you know, give the Denver Broncos offense a hard time. So I got the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this one. They'll go 2-0 in the season. The Broncos are dropped to 0-2 on the season. The Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Interesting. Very interesting. So Teddy Bridgewater is going to go up against Tom Brady. You know, Buccaneers, both of these teams coming off losses. The Carolina Panthers nearly won. Okay. I mean, very close game. They lost to Las Vegas, the Raiders, 34-30. Even though, I mean, Bridgewater didn't have a horrible game, and Christian McCaffrey certainly didn't either. But I like the Robbie Anderson, Teddy Bridgewater connection there. That looked like it's going to be something exciting to watch. But Tom Brady's going to get it together, even though Bruce Arians, you know, I don't think it's good that publicly criticizes Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady's going to make mistakes, but Tom Brady also has Super Bowl rings, and he is also the GOAT. But it's going to be interesting to see him, how he handles this criticism and pressure in a new organization. He realizes he's not playing with the Patriots anymore. Bill Belichick is not his coach. So we're going to see. But I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. They will win this game. Very tough to win in the Superdome, in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. You know, that was just kind of tough. They lost 34-23. But Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, I'm looking for a big win by the Buccaneers over the Carolina Panthers. Next game, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans. This is an AFC matchup. It's going to be played at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. You know what? I got to go with the Titans. The Titans are just getting it done. It was a close win last week over Denver, but they won. Tannehill didn't look, you know, that bad. Derrick Henry, hey, just seemed like he picked up from where he finished off last year. 31 carries for 116 yards. So Corey Davis led the receiving corps with 7 catches for 101 yards. He averaged about 14 yards per catch. So this is going to be interesting. I like the Titans. I think the Titans get it done. Jacksonville, you know, impressive last week. Not going to underestimate Gardner Minshew. Hey, the guy was spectacular. He was damn near perfect. 19 of 20 for 173 yards, 3 touchdowns for 142.3 quarterback rating. So very manageable, you can tell. I mean, he was damn near perfect. Didn't make a lot of mistakes. Not a lot of yards, but he made good on what he did produce. So we're going to see how that happens. They're just going to be going up against a Tennessee team that we all underestimated last year. And they're going to be at home for their season opening. So Tennessee should go 2-0. On the young season. The next game we have is the Washington football team at the Arizona Cardinals. Now, this is really going to be a good one. You know, both of these guys are really coming off upset wins. I mean, I certainly didn't have the Arizona Cardinals beating the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers last week. And I definitely did not have the Washington football team beating the NFC East champion Philadelphia Eagles last week. So something's going to have to give. This is going to be played at State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. You know what? Oh, my goodness. I just really, 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 really have to kind of understand, is this Washington defense really that good? I mean, sacking Carson Wentz 8 times is impressive. But, you know, chasing after Kyler Murray is going to be even more exciting to watch. And if he continues to hook up with DeAndre Hopkins like he did, it could be a long day for the Washington football team. They don't necessarily have the best running attack now. They don't have Adrian Peterson anymore, and they got a rookie running the ball who didn't, you know, have an impressive debut last week. So, you know what? Oh, my goodness. I'm going with the Washington football team, and I don't know why. Dwayne Haskins didn't impress me that much either. I really should be going with the Arizona Cardinals, but I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to go with the Washington football team and say that defense is going to put a lot of pressure on the Arizona Cardinals. So that's my pick, the Washington National Football Team, or the Washington football team. The Baltimore Ravens at the Houston Texans. So, you know, I kind of put a lot of emphasis into what happened previously. Last game that these guys played last year, the Ravens just beat the brakes off the Texans 41-7. You got to think here that there's going to have to be some revenge. You know, the Texans, even though they're getting rid of, and Bill O'Brien, part of me wants to be, you know, evil and want Bill O'Brien to start the season 0-2 for trading DeAndre Hopkins. And I think a lot of Texans fans probably would agree with me. But I think, you know, you want Deshaun Watson to do well. And in the opener against KC, you know, they lose 34-20. Will Fuller, no touchdowns, but he did have 8 catches for 112 yards. David Johnson surprises, you know, 11 carries, 77 yards. But, you know, something's going to have to really give here. And you know, I'm going to go with the Texans. The game will be played at home here in Houston where I'm at. And I think that, you know, it's an AFC game, and the Texans don't want to dig themselves an 0-2 hole in the AFC. I mean, even if they get on a roll, two losses to an AFC opponents could come back to hunt them, and I wouldn't want to see that. But this is the Baltimore Ravens now. They did beat the brakes off the Cleveland Browns 38-6 last week. They just seemed to pick up from where they were. You know, they were 14-2 last year. Lamar Jackson last week, perfect rating, I think. What, 152.2? I don't know if you can get any higher than that. 20 of 25 for 275 yards and 3 touchdowns. He rushed for 45 yards on 7 carries. Marquise Brown, you know, hey, good day at the office, 5 catches, 101 yards. So This is the Baltimore Ravens, and they have the all-time series against the Texans, 8 wins versus 2 losses, and they've won 3 of the last 4 games. As a matter of fact, the last time the Texans beat the Ravens was way back in 2014, some 6 years ago. They beat them 25-13, so they need a win. They are well overdue for a win at home, especially at NRG Stadium. So I'm going to go on a limb here and go with the Texans. Next game we have, and they have to get Will Fuller involved more. I don't even have to mention all the targets that Lamar Jackson has at his disposal. I didn't even mention Willie Snead and Mark Andrews, but Houston definitely has their work cut out for him. The next game we have is the KC Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. They're going to play, well, the Chargers get to play their first game at that brand new SoFi Stadium. We saw the Rams play. What a wonderful stadium for a crappy team. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to go in there and give them a good housewarming ass whooping. I'm sorry, because the Chargers just don't have anything to look forward to. Oh my goodness. I don't know if Tyrod Taylor is going to have a horrible day against Andy Reid's defense. I think Patrick Mahomes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Sammy Watkins are just going to pick up from where they left off on. And they've had rest. Good Lord, they haven't played since, September 10th, I believe, right, when they opened up the season. So I got the Kansas City Chiefs going 2-0. I mean, 2 games. They would be 2-0, and the Chargers are dropped to 0-2. And this is, by the way, an AFC West division matchup. Next game we have is, I believe we're down to the Sunday night game, so we're moving right along here. The New England Patriots, the Cam Newton-led New England Patriots at the Russell Wilson-led Seattle Seahawks. So this is a rematch of, what is it, Super Bowl 49, 50? I want to say Super Bowl 49, the one that was played in Phoenix, Arizona. So, can we forget this Super Bowl? You know, the one where if they just would have gave the ball to Marshawn Lynch, the Seattle Seahawks would have won back-to-back Super Bowls. But let's not dwell in the past, okay? Let's look at where this New England Patriots team is today. They have Cam Newton. Cam Newton, not bad, huh? Cam Newton got the win, pretty much single-handedly put the Patriots on his back last week against Miami. They win 21-11, get a win there. He was 15 of 19, 155 yards, but it was what he did with his legs that was impressive. 2 touchdowns, rushed 15 times for 75 yards. Hit Julian Edelman, not as much as probably Bill Belichick would have wanted, but nevertheless, they got the win. And an impressive win by Russell Wilson over the Falcons, too, on the road. They win 38-25, and this was despite giving up 450 yards passing from Matt Ryan. So Seahawks at home, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a hell of a good game there at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. I am going with the Seahawks to win this game. And it brings us to the Monday night game. And, man, this is such a bummer that, because I was in Vegas back in February for a Super Bowl party with a lot of my Navy friends. And we had a great time. And we were not too far away from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, where, I mean, just a fabulous stadium. And it's so unfortunate that no fans will be there for the Raiders opening debut at that stadium, but they will host the New Orleans Saints. Both teams coming off victories. Raiders, big win on the road in Carolina. Saints, big win against Tom Brady. So, and you know what? I struggled with this pick because I you know, as good as the Raiders looked last week, and they have every reason. I mean, Derek Carr, not bad last week. Anytime, you know, hey, quarterbacks get over to that 100-plus QB rating, it results in the win. I was equally impressive with Josh Jacobs, 25 carries, 93 yards, and Henry Ruggs, the rookie there, not too bad. But and even, like I said, Derek Carr, not too bad. Drew Brees and the Saints, you know, what can I say about them? They handled their business. But it's the Raiders opening. They just cannot lose in that that nice stadium. If you haven't seen that stadium, just go online and Google it. Look at it. It is. You're talking about futuristic. If the future of stadiums, even look at the SoFi Stadium. That's the future of NFL stadiums. Pretty soon they're gonna just take off the ground and fly in the air because they're just looking more and more like flying saucers. But this is gonna be interesting. I think the Raiders, even though no fans are gonna be in there, they don't want to start off losing at home in that new stadium. They the Chargers don't either, but I don't think people are looking at SoFi as being a Chargers stadium. I think everyone knows that belongs more to the Rams than the Chargers. So I am going with the Las Vegas Raiders to win and go 2-0. To get a win against the Saints and to win your opener and to go 2-0, you know, you're talking about an early milestone for a team there. And that could be, you know, I guarantee you they would find ways to quickly get fans in that stadium, even at 25%, 50% or whatever the case is, you know, with COVID and where the numbers are currently. But that's what I have, folks. I think we are going to wrap this up in under 30 minutes. How about that? Man, you know, I tell you what. See what happens when you study and do your homework. So that is where we are. We will analyze this. I can't wait to watch all of these games tomorrow because I do have the Red Zone channel. And I will be keyed in on a couple of particular games. So, hey, hopefully you will take this information and do whatever you do. I'm glad we were able to get it out to you much sooner than what we did last week. So, going to try to get it out to you every Saturday if we can. So, hey, enjoy your weekend. I know college football is happening. Should be some NBA action happening as well this weekend. And we will break it all. We will come back next week with week 3 of the NFL. So, you have been listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio.